Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.
So whether you are in the hospitality industry, maybe you're a nail technician, possibly a hairdresser, a chef, marketing, whatever position you are in, I'm sure at some stage in your life, you've been in a situation where the customer isn't right. Those are the stories we want to hear from you today.
Hey, Danny, it's Michelle. Here in South Africa, the customer is most often always wrong. But as retail staff, you can't tell them that, and you have to follow the golden rules of customer service. So I had a customer once who didn't know how to use the latest curling tong on the market. And even after I demonstrated to her just how easy it is to use, she still couldn't get it right.
How's it, Danny? So in my line of work, we get this all the time. When you do a color, like all our ash tones and stuff, we always advise the client, aftercare is a must. And we tell them, salon professional stuff, and you have to buy yourself a shampoo and conditioner, sulfate and paraben free, and this is how you use it and all of that. So they come in and they're like, oh my God, my color washed out. Then the first thing I ask them is, what shampoo and conditioner was recommended to you and what did you use? And if they say no, they went to the store and they bought this off the shop. So I always tell them, when you do a salon color, you need to use a salon professional shampoo and conditioner and treatment, or else we will not be responsible for your hair when this happens. So that's our dilemma as a hairstylist, and I hope you enjoy your day. Thank you.
Hi, Jenny. Cyril Basker, comedian and MC from Durban. I had this one customer that I given a quote for a price on something, so we agreed on the price. Thereafter, we did the job. The customer decides to pay me half of the money and tells me, this is the amount I'm going to give you. And we did everything we're supposed to do for the job. And when I said, why are you doing this here? And then they said, because the customer's always right.
So joining us right now is Sam Boja. Sam, hi.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Excellent. Tell us what you do for work, for a living.
So I'm a medical rep, pharmaceutical rep, and that's what I do for a living.
And now tell me your story of the customer isn't always right.
Okay, so it's a bit of a funny one because I absolutely love my customers and I love what I do. But often reps are mistaken for being meals on wheels. You know, also they believe that we have a constant supply of freebies to give them. I don't feel that is right because I got a job to do. I got products to sell. And yeah, I often get mistaken for Mr. Delivery.
So now when you arrive there, do people go, oh, what have you bought me?
Often, like almost every single day, people are like, what do you have for us? He's like, I have nothing.
Do you know what, Sam? I feel like you and I have really bonded here because in our line of work, because it's the same thing at East Coast Radio. So like someone will see me and they go, oh, how's it, Danny? How are you? Have you got tickets to the Sharks game? I'm like, no, I don't have them on me. No, I don't. And plus, I've just met you.
So yeah, we often get this all the time. Like now it's the festive period, so we often get the question, would you be able to sponsor our Christmas party? I wish you could sponsor mine.
Do you know, Sam, I reckon one day I'll take off a show, you take off your day, and we'll just meet, we'll have a drink, and we'll talk about all those stories one day, okay?
I'm in for it, Danny.
Be safe on the roads. Thanks for being a part of the show today.
Much.
Talent is optional, but fun is mandatory. Danny Gaselli, weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m., East Coast Radio.